Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Drought conditions are expanding at an alarming rate. Civic Media's Brittany Merlo reports.
There have been 82 wildfires across Wisconsin, with 32 of them starting because of improper equipment use. Things like unsecured trailer chains, lawnmowers, ATVs, UTVs, tractors, and more. Now, 77% of the state is in a drought and 30% has reached severe status. That's a 10% spike in just 7 days. Wildfires that occur under these conditions can burn for great lengths of time and smolder underground for days, which can be challenging to suppress. Amy Penn from the Wisconsin DNR says,
usually like 11 through 5 p.m., those are usually the more concerning times of the day.
Only operate equipment like chainsaws, off-road vehicles, and lawnmowers early in the morning or late in the day to avoid sparks at peak burn hours.
It's the safest time of day. That's usually when the winds calm down and the relative humidity increases again.
Burns are still suspended in several counties and elevated areas. Between boats headed to storage for the winter and hunters towing wreck vehicles, be sure to secure dragging parts to avoid creating sparks while driving. Avoid operating vehicles on dry grass, check tire pressure for exposed rims, and avoid all outdoor burning until conditions improve.
Consistently dry weather across the state has led to Wisconsin farmers completing their harvest earlier than expected. It's also led to a drop in their quality. Farming officials say soil around the state is showing signs of being depleted and more crop yields are being lost to weather-related issues. National Drug Take-Back Day is today. The Wisconsin Department of Justice coordinates the effort to provide a safe, convenient, and responsible means of disposal of prescription medications, while also educating the public about the potential for abuse of these medications. Local law enforcement is working with community partners to host drug take-back sites in Richland and Sauk counties today. The Richland Center Police Department will be hosting a local Drug Take-Back Day event today from 10 to 2 at the Richland Center Police Department. If you are unable to attend Drug Take-Back Day, permanent drop boxes to dispose of unwanted medications properly are located at the Richland Center Municipal Building, the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Center Pharmacy, and the Viola Village Hall. Local law enforcement is working with community partners to host 3 drug take-back sites in Sauk County, the Sauk Prairie Police Department from 9 to noon, and the Spring Green Police Department and Plain Municipal Office, both from 10 to 2. For Sauk County residents that cannot attend Drug Take-Back Day, medications can be dropped off at year-round drug take-back sites at the Ho-Chunk Nation House of Wellness, the Sauk County Sheriff's Department, and police departments in Lake Delton, Reedsburg, Sauk Prairie, Spring Green, and Wisconsin Dells. Accepted items include any prescription or over-the-counter medication, including capsules, creams, inhalers, non-aerosol sprays, ointments, patches, pills, vials, and liquids in original containers and vapes with removable batteries. All items must be in sealed containers or Ziploc bags. For security, you are encouraged to black out your name and other personal information listed on a prescription label with a marker. Eagle School will host a fall festival and craft fair today from 10 to 3. Holly Liska is the organizer of the event.
We are having our first ever fall festival and craft fair. Last year we had our first craft fair and we did it, I believe it was during Christmas time, and it was a great success. We really enjoyed it. And so we thought we'd do it again in conjunction with the Pumpkin Fest taking place in Richland Center.
There will be family-friendly games, arts and crafts, children's activities, and a food stand. In conjunction with the festival, a coat drive to help Hurricane Helene victims has been added.
I've been in contact with a lot of individuals and organizations that have been working down there, just kind of trying to get funds together and whatever needs need to be met over the last couple of weeks. And so it's still pretty hard tugging at my heart. And so this is something that had come up. I keep hearing they've got a lot of clothes down there, but it's snowing in the mountains. And so they really need things that are geared specifically towards coats, hats, gloves, things of that nature.
Feel free to drop off new or gently used coats, hats, and gloves or mittens. Holly Liska says she does know other items are needed, but they are focusing on the coat drive.
What we know that they want is propane and heaters. If people have campers, that they no longer use or are willing to donate. Obviously, we can't take them, but we can connect them with the people who can get them down there. But yeah, like the heaters, the propane, if people want to donate money to the victims, I have a couple contacts down there they can directly donate to. But we're really focused on the new or very, very gently used coats, hats, gloves, snow pants, and even heavy blankets or sleeping bags. And if they have questions about things that they want to donate, but they don't know who to get in contact with, I've pretty much made contact with people in all the states that have been affected, with the exception of Florida. And I can probably get them in line with somebody that they can work with.
The Eagle School Fall Festival and Craft Fair will be held today from 10 to 3, with the coat drive being held from 11 to 2. If you are unable to drop off items for the victims of Hurricane Helene today, but would like to make a donation, call Holly at 608-475-4560. Tiny Acres Farms of Muscadet will be hosting Boo at the Barn this Sunday. This is the fourth year of the event. Those who have attended in the past will find something new this year. Claire Ferguson is from Tiny Acres Farms.
This year's event, we're getting some enclosures done outside, so the public's going to be able to see more of the exotics outside. I think that's going to make it pretty unique, but of course, it'll still be the same where you just come on out to the farm and get to see all that we have to offer and have a good time trick-or-treating with the animals.
Tiny Acres appreciates everyone who attends their fun Halloween event. Jenny Ferguson is also from Tiny Acres Farms.
Our turnouts have been phenomenal, more than we ever imagined. And even the first year was like, wow. And then it keeps getting bigger. I think that if we have warmer weather, we'll definitely probably have a record number of people. It's exciting. It's exciting to be able to share our animals with individuals. It's exciting to see everybody come together. And I mean, they just have a good time. And it's not like they come and leave. They're hanging around and playing. And we did the bounce houses last year. We added those and we added the horse and wagon ride. And of course, we have our tractor ride still. So it's a fun afternoon.
The tractor wagon rides are an enjoyable part of the event.
In order to get everybody in, they don't go too far, but I think maybe last year they had gone out into the pasture, and so you're able to buy treats, and so the cows are all around you and, of course, following you, and so it's pretty neat.
Along with being able to see and interact with the animals, Claire Ferguson says that trick-or-treating will also be held at Boo at the Barn.
We have our main barn that all of our yearling animals are going to be in. They will be trick-or-treating in the barn. We have 8 pens in there. Every pen has a candy bucket, and there will be a person handing out candy at every pen. So you can just go around the barn at every pen, see a different animal, get candy, and make your way through the barn. We love to see all the kids come out with all their costumes. So usually at the end of October, it's pretty chilly. It's a good time to put on a nice warm costume. It's always neat to see all of the different costumes that the kids come up with.
Trick-or-treaters are encouraged to bring their own bucket or bag. Bags will also be available for those who forget to bring one. Also, parents are welcome to dress up in costume as well. Those who attend can also take and share photos.
Obviously, everyone will probably have their phones out. You can definitely take all the pictures that you want. And we do have a Facebook page on Facebook, Tiny Acres Farms. So we just ask that if you do have a couple of pictures that you took, you can go ahead and tag us in the pictures. We would love to see how your day went. And then when the event's all done, we like to see what you all did, because of course we are running around, you know, making sure that everything is going smoothly. So we don't always experience everything that we have to offer there. So it's fun to go back and see all of the pictures that the community took. So yeah, we hope that you go ahead and take pictures.
The 4th annual Boo at the Barn will be held Sunday at Tiny Acres Farms from 1 to 4. There will be food, games, a petting zoo, trick-or-treating, and family fun. Tiny Acres Farms is located at 26068 County Highway E, Muscadet. More information can be found on their Facebook page.